Indonesian aviation officials say the Trigana Air flight lost contact with ground control at 2:55 p.m. local time on Sunday as it flew from the regional capital Jayapura to the town of Oksibil in Papua in the eastern part of Indonesia. Director General of Indonesia's Aviation Authority, Suprasetyo, says parts of the aircraft have been found not far from its intended landing site at the Oksibil Airport.
According to the information, the Trigana Air aircraft that lost the contact was found at Camp 3, Oak Bay District in the Bintang Mountains Regency. The information provided by the local residents said that the flight crashed into Tanggok Mountain. The detail on this finding is still under investigation.
The wreckage has been discovered by villagers who then alerted officials. The twin turboprop was carrying 44 adult passengers, 5 children and 5 crew. Bad weather is being blamed on as one of the possible reasons for the crash. The second plane, which had been sent out to look for the missing one, was forced to turn back because of dangerous flying conditions. But Indonesian Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan says troops have now been sent to the remote mountainous region near Oksibil to continue the search.
The search will continue early tomorrow. The officials of the National Search and Rescue Agency will go there with the Air Transportation Director General later tonight to facilitate the evacuation work and clarify things to the families of the passengers on board.
Trigana Air has had 14 serious incidents since it began operations in 1991 and has lost 10 aircrafts. It has been on the European blacklist of banned carriers since 2007. All but 4 of Indonesia's certified airlines are on that list. One of the major concerns is the age of the air fleets in Indonesia. All aircrafts owned by Trigana Air, including the small plane that crashed on Sunday, have been in use for over 26 years. Sunday's incident is the latest in a string of aviation disasters in Indonesia over the past year. In December, an Air Asia plane crashed in the Java Sea, killing all 192 people on board. In July, a military transport plane crashed in the residential area of Medan in Sumatra, claiming 140 lives. The Indonesian government has recently introduced several new regulations, hoping to improve the country's patchy aviation safety record. For CRI, I'm Purnima Veerasekara.